California's governor denounced in starkly personal terms a federal judge's upending of the state's restrictions on assault weapons as officials announced the filing Thursday of a formal notice that they will appeal the decision. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. They described last week's ruling by U.S. District Judge Roger Benitez as an outlier that conflicts with at least six other federal decisions upholding assault weapons laws in California and elsewhere. California Governor Gavin Newsom and other state elected officials are getting raises. The California Citizens Compensation Commission voted Tuesday to approve 4.2% pay hikes for Newsom, state lawmakers, and other state elected officials. Democratic leaders in the California legislature announced Thursday the state would cover the estimated $215 million cost to stage an expected recall election that could oust Governor Gavin Newsom from office. The announcement came shortly after state analysts released the cost projection based on figures submitted by the state's 58 counties that conduct elections. Up next, Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Thursday morning, Arcata Fire District dispatched to a commercial structure fire in the McKinleyville Shopping Center. Smoke coming from the roof overhang area reported. The roofing crew that was working there confirmed that they had smoke in the area when they were working. The state announcing plans to align its masking guidance with that of the CDC on June 15th. The guidance allows for fully vaccinated people to go unmasked in most public settings, with the exception of healthcare settings and correctional facilities. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.